Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry alarm clock bringing this back. That's incense and peppermint from the Wayback Machine. 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. We can't do without her, folks. We can't do without Leslie. She's so smart. She has so much information to and so much wisdom to give us, and we won't do without her. I encourage you to go to her website, Leslie L. Kossoff, two S's and two F's, .com to find her executive field guides. Did I say that right, Leslie?
Yes, you did. And also on the site are other resources, including a new blog that I've put together that is specifically on executive and entrepreneurial development skills.
All right, good deal. Leslie, you were going to give us a little trick to help small business owners convert vision to action.
Okay. So here's the thing. For a small business owner, if you think about the forest and the trees, you're living in the trees all the time because
right.
you're constantly dealing with problem-solving, tactical, constantly.
All about execution.
Oh, go ahead.
I just going to say, it's all about execution all the time.
It is. But because you have to have a strategy, and a 12-month time frame is actually comfortable for a small business owner, as you get better at it, you can actually start expanding that horizon. But keeping a one-year strategy is perfectly acceptable. And then if you've got the two-year vision, this is the way it works, is that for each one of the decisions that you're making, okay, so here you are in the trees, you take a look at it, you take a look at what the decision is, you look at the different aspects of it, and then you immediately apply it to how is this going to impact the strategy? Is this directly in alignment with what our strategy is?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer seems to be yes, then the next question is, and how will that then, in addition, work toward our achieving the vision? And unless you have those three data points, you start looking back at that tactical decision.
Right.
Because something is going wrong. And seriously, the whole trick to this is all about alignment. It's always keeping things in a simple and elegant line. You're making your decision. It has an implication on your strategy. It has an implication for your vision, mm-hmm. for the organization. And unless you are sure that there is that really elegant line attached to it and that you're able to see this decision as clearly in the immediate as in the longer-term landscape, so mm-hmm. now you're seeing forest and trees, then that's the way you do it. And what you're going to feel initially is as if you're slowing down your decision-making process. And the answer to that is yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you will be, because you're going to go through a multiple questioning process, and really the question you're asking yourself is why.
Right.
Why are we doing this? It's not what are we doing, it's why are we doing this.
So the vision and the strategy, the vision and the execution have to,
yes.
they each have to align with the other. I mean, it's not one aligns,
yes.
neither one of them, like in photography, it's not vision priority or execution priority. They have to work together, don't they? Because if your execution is going 90 degrees east, and your vision, all of a sudden you start turning your vision north, well, you got a problem potentially, because your organization is not going to support that.
Exactly.
And the other way, if your vision is determined that the world is making you turn north and you're going one direction, and your execution is still going in the opposite direction, then you got a problem.
Absolutely. So this becomes a means of very quickly identifying problems. Also, it will help you in identifying which of your management, or if you don't have, hierarchy, your
right.
employees need more mentoring and guidance in mm-hmm. where the organization is going so that they can make better decisions. This is one of the best ways of establishing great conversation in the organization.
Does the SWOT method help in this?
It does if you're comfortable with it.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Absolutely, yes. And in establishing your strategy, you always go through that SWOT process. And then what you want to do is take a look at what the outcomes were and see how those then once again align with the vision that you've established for the organization. Because the SWOT, when you go through the SWOT, the reason you're doing it is to achieve the strategy. Mm-hmm. The reason you're achieving the strategy is to be able to push it that little bit further to be able to achieve the vision.
Right, which is a little farther out. Folks, think about these things. Leslie, what a great job you did. Thank you so much today. Be well there in Paris, and we'll see you next time.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Leslie Kossoff. That's LeslieLKossoff.com, the website. Don't forget to check out the Executive Field Guys right there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.